This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to a medical products company in the state of Maine today, where the Democratic governor is warning him to watch his tone and to guard against what Governor Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd. He was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as Floyd lay helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, using his language, to dominate protesters. He has also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of continuing heat, some from his own Republican Party and former administration officials, for this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House so Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible at an Episcopal church. For the 10th consecutive day, there were widespread protests late into the night calling for justice in the George Floyd killing. But for the second straight night, they were mainly low-key, with raging anger replaced by a calmer appeal for racial justice. It fit the mood of a day marked by an emotional Floyd memorial service in Minneapolis. It ended with the audience observing a silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that Officer Derek Chauvin held George Floyd face down in the street. Chauvin faces a second-degree murder charges. Three other former Minneapolis officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder. All four are being held. In Atlanta and other cities which have been rocked by violence, this is a different kind of morning after. Last night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms walked with protesters and told a crowd, quote, "There is something better on the other side of this." Atlanta was relatively quiet, with only a half dozen arrests reported by midnight. Still, simmering unrest continues. In New York City, protesters again ignored a curfew, and the police used force to disperse crowds as they made multiple arrests. The 8 p.m. curfew was set to stay in effect until Sunday. In Buffalo, New York, two police officers were suspended after a video showed them pushing over an elderly man who then lay bleeding on a sidewalk. Via remote, this is VOA News. Markets in Asia were up today, the Nikkei index by 0.75 points, South Korea by almost 1.5%. Major markets in Germany and France tacked on an early 2% after the European Central Bank said it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency purchase program. Markets in the U.S. are poised for a solid gain at the opening later this hour. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide stands at more than 6.6 million, with some 391,000 deaths. Brazil is setting new heights for mourning, with its largest 24-hour increases in virus fatalities, more than 1,000 a day. For the second straight night, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19, with 615,000 cases. Here in the United States, confirmed infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. Economic damage figures remain alarming. A report later today is expected to show that American employers cut 8.5 million jobs last month, meaning that nearly 30 million such losses have occurred since March. Economists are predicting a lag in hiring as the country emerges from its pandemic shutdown, with a severe recession holding back consumer spending. The number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits has dipped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March. The U.S. Labor Department announced that jobless claims dropped to 1.8 million last week. These days, that is considered good news. In China, there were arrests after thousands of protesters defied a ban as they staged candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre by Chinese troops. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was prohibited by police, who cited the coronavirus pandemic. The anniversary has struck an especially sensitive nerve in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory after China's move to impose national security legislation on the city and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect of China's national anthem. 10 weeks after a massive coronavirus outbreak sidelined a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, the vessel has returned to sea for military operations in the Pacific. The USS Theodore Roosevelt had been in Guam with more than 1,000 of its crew members struck down by COVID-19. Its former commanding officer was relieved when he complained that too little was being done to head off the virus aboard his ship. In Washington, the House and Senate are expected to consider proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements, addressing the loss of trust between police departments and the communities they serve in the wake of the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. More news online at voanews.com. For your convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.